This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Specialist Chuck Gill. Soldiers from the 325th Combat Support Hospital, taking part in Medical Exercise 12 in Japan, stood up their combat hospital for the first time in the region since 2000. Lieutenant General Francis Wyszynski, U.S. Army Pacific Commander, says the facility and well-trained personnel provide an awesome capability when deployed.
And if you walk through this Cache hospital, you can see that it has the capabilities of doing things no matter what happens, disaster man-made or natural.
U.S. soldiers are working closely and sharing their medical techniques with Japanese counterparts. Army artillery soldiers are cross-training to become mortar men. Soldiers from the 320th Field Artillery, 1st Brigade Combat Team, 101st Airborne Division, are training with soldiers from the 327th Infantry Regiment at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Sergeant John Ward.
It's not too much different than learning on your artillery pieces. It's just a smaller cannon. It's just, you know, a learning process. You know, these guys have had some years and months to train on it. We've only had a few days, but we're only having a few days. I mean, we've got it down pat. We could fire these mortars.
U.S. Africa Command works very closely with the State Department to implement relationships on the African continent. But according to AFRICOM Commander General Carter Hamm, it's an area that can be tricky to predict.
A couple of years ago, would anyone have thought that we would have the relationship we have with Libya today? I don't think so. So we also have to be postured to take advantage of and be ready to establish relationships when time and circumstance is right.
General Hamm offered his comments in Botswana at the closing ceremonies of Exercise Southern Accord 12. That's Soldiers Radio News.